Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meridazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Now you're wrapping up and starting your second Rural Living Series and some other odds and ends you're going to talk about today.
Yeah. So we had our first program of the Rural Living Series that I'm doing this fall back on the 18th of September. We had our aquatic and fisheries specialist Joe Gerken out, and he came out and did a really good presentation on pond management. So if you do have some questions on that, please give me a holler, or I'd be glad to pass along his contact info. But we have our second class for the Rural Living Series coming up here October 16th. That the series will run every third Thursday, September through December. It's always going to be here at the Paola Extension Office, and I do provide a dinner at 6 o'clock, and the program starts about 6:30. So they've been pretty good so far. We had a good turnout on the first one, and I'm hoping to continue to have great attendance at the rest of them. So on October 16th, we have Tim Urbane. He is with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. He is one of their wildlife wildlife technician, and Tim's going to come out and talk about bobwhite quail management. So he's going to talk about what habitat those bobwhite quail need to have to survive and thrive on your property. So if you want to learn more about bobwhite quail, if you love listening to their call, bobwhite call, I love hearing that when I'm outside, and so yeah, come on over and learn about what habitat those guys need to survive and thrive. There's no fee or registration fee or anything. We just ask, since I am providing the meal, that you call an RSVP so I can make sure I have enough food for everybody that night. So if you can call the Tuesday before, so if that would be October 14th, if you can call an RSVP by that date, that way I can have enough food for everybody. So we do have a copy of the flyer on our website and on our Facebook page if you want to look at and see what the other classes for that series will be. The other thing I want to talk about today was, right now in the fall is actually a really good time to start planning for your next year's garden. So it's kind of easily said that the gardener's mantra is success requires planning. So to give your plants a healthy start next year, the best practice is to actually rotate your crops. Within the crops that are kind of within the same family, you want to rotate them to a different location in that garden from where they were growing this previous year. So crop rotation actually offers several benefits. So plants in the same family are typically susceptible to similar pests or diseases. And some of those pests or diseases can actually overwinter in the soil, and some are able to survive on that leftover debris or material from the plants from this year. If the same host is available when those pests emerge in the spring, they will continue to feed on that same family or that same type of plants. And when they feed, they can multiply the issue or the problem that you had last year with them. And crop rotation actually helps break up that cycle of those pests. So if you have plants that are in the same family, they also have the similar nutrient requirements. So if you plant the same, if you plant tomatoes in the same area year after year, those tomatoes are going to take up the same nutrient requirements, and so that soil is actually depleting from those nutrients. So rotating actually helps keep your soil nice and healthy as well. So now is the perfect time to actually make a plan or draw up a map of what your vegetables were this year so you can rotate those plants for next year. So, for example, the location where your tomatoes were growing, you want to avoid planting those same tomatoes or anything that's in the same family as tomatoes, such as eggplant, pepper, or potato plants next year. So just kind of be thinking for that for next year, since you kind of have some downtime in these winter months.
exactly what we like to see. You gotta make sure you know what to switch and what to sign up for. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.